Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 4:32. Officials searched the White River after police found a car belonging to a Muncie woman who has been missing since Monday. 40-year-old Kimberly Nelson's car was found early this morning at a trailhead, but police say they found nothing to indicate anything had happened in or near the vehicle. Nelson was last seen by employees at the Youth Opportunity Center when she left work early Monday. Census data released Thursday emphasizes how much the housing bubble burst affected Hoosier home ownership. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Home ownership in Indiana declined from 71.4% in 2000 to 69.9% in 2010. That's despite the fact that the age of Indiana's population increased over the 10-year period. Indiana Business Research Center analyst Matt Kinghorn says the drop magnifies how much the housing slump and recession hurt the state's housing market.
That 1.5% difference between 2000 and 2010 is really somewhat larger because we would expect it to see that home ownership rate increase.
Kinghorn says normally home ownership rates increase with age. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Gen Con is underway in downtown Indianapolis. Convention goers are enjoying an expanded convention center this year as they check out the newest games, compete, or show off their character costumes. Around 30,000 gamers are expected to attend this weekend, bringing over $25 million to Indy. Preparing for a traffic jam, a suburban Indianapolis school district expects a lot more cars dropping off students in the coming school year. The Franklin Township District has gotten out of the transportation business, and parents are balking at the idea of paying a nonprofit group $55 monthly fee per child. 89 degrees for WFYI News.